Hi everyone. This is the first talk here at the Kotlin Dev Room. It's the first time for me at FOSDEM, so a little bit excited about that as well. My name is Erik Hellman. I am working as a freelance software developer back home in Stockholm, Sweden. I've been using Kotlin for quite some time. But mostly I've been doing Android development for the last couple of years. So this talk is about coroutines with Android. I'm not going to go into the very deep coroutine parts. There are going to be plenty of those talks here today. This is about how do you use coroutines on Android efficiently and in a smart way. So just quick raise of hands. How many here do any Android development? Almost everyone. That's nice. Okay, so that will be useful, for hopefully. Let's do one more. How many here use coroutines in their Android applications? A little bit less. Okay, good. I picked the right topic. So you can find more information about me, some of the source code I am showing today on my GitHub account. I have a blog post that covers part of what I'm going to talk about today. But most of all, on speakerdeck.com/Erik Hellman, Eric with a K, you will find these slides already. I've uploaded them there. So yeah, let's get started. So you probably heard this one before. Kotlin coroutines are lightweight threads. That's how JetBrains describes it themselves. But what does it really mean? For those of you who have been using it, you know that it's very easy and cheap to start a coroutine. It doesn't cost very much compared to starting a thread. So they have a very good example that is not very useful in real life, but it looks something like this, where you start 100,000 coroutines that just prints a little dot after waiting 1 second. And if you would do this using threads, your computer will grind to a halt and probably have to reboot it or something. But this will complete in a little bit more than 1 second, because this will run in parallel in a smart way, as coroutines are. Hopefully there will be more information about how this coroutine stuff works during the day, for those of you who are more interested in the technical details. But suffice to say, coroutines are cheap, they're easy to use, it doesn't cost very much to start one. So, but the coroutine concept is not new. There are other languages that has that as well, like Go routines in Go, and well, Erlang has it, etc., etc. And it's a great way to run stuff in parallel or asynchronous. But Kotlin also adds something called structured concurrency on top of this, and that becomes very, very useful, especially in applications where you have life cycles that are shorter than the actual life cycle of the application, like the life cycle of a view, life cycle of a class that just is valid for a certain period of time during the use, etc. So structured concurrency builds upon the thing that any coroutine started needs to run within a scope, and the scope can then be connected to the life cycle. There is a great blog post by one of the Kotlin developers at the head of Kotlin, I